What is the best toilet for a camper van? A frequently asked question, and one that really does need to be thought through carefully. You know, we've got a great article on camper van toilets over at vansage.com, and we talked about just how great it is to have a toilet on board. You know, some of the really obvious things are, well, if you have a toilet on board, you never have to worry about campground toilets or truck stop toilets, restaurant toilets. Will they let me use the toilet, etc.? It's really great to have one on board. So the question of should you have one, I think, is pretty cut and dried. I think the answer is yes. Unless all you're doing is boondocking and you can always go outside. For most people, that's not the case. Just the issue of being able to relieve yourself in the middle of the night, that's a doozy just right there. So, but there are a lot of other reasons. Anyway, so first of all, what is the best toilet for a camper van? It depends on your van. And this is a very important thing. So you'll want to give some serious thought to this. Now, if you've got a Toyota Delica, you may not be able to use a toilet inside at all. I'm running a mini camper right now myself. And while I can relieve myself in the van, I prefer not to. So that's an issue. The smaller the van, the more difficult a toilet becomes. You know, probably the cheapest and simplest toilets are folding toilet, bucket toilets, and then what I call a full squat or a tray toilet. And I actually prefer this method. You know, a couple of years ago, these squat assist items for home toilets were all the rage. And basically, it just made it possible to, instead of sit on the toilet, you could more or less squat over the toilet. And it really is a much healthier way to relieve yourself. Now, not everybody is physically capable of doing a full depth squat. I hadn't really thought about it until I started lifting weights and got into squatting for exercise. And then spending time in Asia where people will sit in a full squat all day while they work. I've seen motorcycle mechanics that don't even have a stand. They're actually squatting all day long. And they can do it, and it doesn't destroy their knees. That's a myth. It actually makes your knees more flexible and stronger. But anyway, I digress, except to say that if all you have is a shallow tray and maybe a plastic liner, then that can be a great solution if you have the physical flexibility. You know, you just use your tray and you wrap up whatever waste you've created and take that out to the garbage. That's most municipalities want that just dumped in the garbage, and that's it. End of story. So then moving on, there are bucket toilets, and that's just a toilet seat that fits on a 5-gallon bucket. And it's a similar situation. You'll want to use plastic bags. Now you can get into a variety of mediums for that. You could do a homemade composting situation with the right medium. You could use kitty litter and cover it up. There's a lot of ways you can deal with that. I don't really want to get into that here. There's a lot of info online about that, but that's an option. The disadvantage of a bucket toilet is the seat is round. Most toilet seats are not round, they're oval. And because the human anatomy isn't really made to sit down on this circular object, it just doesn't work very well. So that's something to keep in mind. But if it works for you, a bucket toilet can be a great solution. Then another option is a folding toilet. Folding toilets are inexpensive. They're easy to come by. There are a variety of folding toilets available. And again, if you go to vansage.com and just type in toilet in the search bar, you will find our article on camper van toilets. I'll also include a link here in show notes, so you can just click on it and head over there. And you'll see two or three great little folding toilets. They're cheap, they're easy to use, they fold away. They use the plastic bag system, so use it once, maybe twice, and if you've got two people that are going to use it, you know, consecutively, and then tie it off and throw it away. It's very simple. So then moving on, cassette toilets. Now, I think it's possible that cassette toilets are the most popular camper van toilet. And the reason for that is that they pretty much contain the waste and they don't require ducting. You don't need a hose or a fan. Some of them, you can hook up a hose or a fan. That's fine. And if you have a dedicated kind of shower unit or shower toilet combo unit in your van, then you can install a fan in the ceiling and all the smells are taken care of, especially if you have a door that closes tightly. So that can be a nice way to go. Cassette toilets. There are a variety of cassette toilets. They are relatively inexpensive. If you got one that you weren't crazy about, you could try another one and it wouldn't break the bank. So yeah, a lot of advantages to cassette toilets. The disadvantage, of course, is that you need to empty them pretty frequently, every couple days probably, at the very least, maybe even daily. I don't know. Your mileage may vary. So, and then finally, composting toilets. And we've done another episode on composting toilets. Can you use a composting toilet in a camper van? And I will link to that in show notes. I don't want to ramble on more about those. Other than to say that for many people, a composting toilet is the best way to go. And that comes down to environmental concerns. And there are also some kind of convenience related issues with regard to composting toilets that some people really like. So yeah, but I think the number one issue is size, how much room you have in your van. With regard to what is the best toilet for a camper van, probably the number one issue is how much space you have. And do you have a dedicated space where a toilet can be freestanding all the time, or you can tuck it away somewhere? Or do you need it to be folded and completely out of the way? Now, there's one more thing that I should mention here, and that is you can get a freestanding tent that would allow you to have privacy outside. And I'll put a link in show notes to these little mini tents. A lot of times you'll see them, people set them up with camper van showers, but that can be a nice way to go too, where they unfold very easily and quickly, and they fold away and take up very small amount of space. You can put it up at your campsite. You can put your folding toilet in there and just leave it up until you're ready to leave. So that's another possibility. Okay, that's enough about what is the best toilet for a camper van. Thanks for listening. Hey, I hope you're enjoying the show. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Camper Van Podcast. The Vantsage newsletter goes out every Sunday evening, and if you're not signed up for that yet, well, you're missing out. Packed full of valuable, fun weekly features, product resources, videos, photography, exclusive content, and other cool van life stuff. It's easy to get signed up, only takes a few seconds, and the link to do so is in show notes right there in your podcatcher app. And while you're at it, I have a quick favor to ask. Please take a few seconds to send that link to friends, family, post it to your social media feeds, etc. It really does make all the difference and will allow me to continue publishing this show. Okay, that's it for now. Take care. Have fun. I'm glad you're here. Enjoy the adventure. But you treat me so unkind. Riding down to the station. Get the fast mail train I see. I think I hear coming up.